The only thing I don't like about May is that it seems to go by much faster than the other months. Here it is, the 14th already. The birding has been terrific and is only going to keep getting better, and then poof, it's over, the month and the spring migration. It makes every morning in May special, as they seem so fleeting, each morning full of the promise of colorful, singing migrant birds that may be here for just one day. The wonders of bird migration make May days all the more sweet to enjoy. There have been lots of powerful frontal systems at work, especially out in the Midwest, where predictably Tornado Alley has been busy. These frontal systems also play a big role in bird migration, and they can and do disrupt the flight paths of millions of birds. For birders on the Cape and Islands, it seems that bad weather and strong winds actually bring us more birds than the weather most of us would prefer. On several nights this past week, there were large movements of nocturnal migrants that got pushed further east than they would have liked, giving the region a great big blast of birds. They were singing and flitting about just almost everywhere. Then, just as the temperatures warmed, trees and shrubs bursting into leaf with birdsong ringing from places where it normally does not, the wind changed to the northeast, the temperature dropped 30 degrees, and it seemed as if the previous days were a dream, not reality. Such is birding and life in the region in spring. We are fortunate to live in the northeastern United States, with its fabulous display of remarkable, gem-like wood warblers that pass by in their gaudy spring plumage, and then again in the fall, when they are much drabber, when they are known as confusing fall warblers. These beautifully marked, long-distance migrants are some of the best-looking birds in the world. These small, insectivorous birds spend the winter in the Caribbean, Central and South America, and only grace us with their presence during a brief breeding season. Most of their time is spent in the tropics, where insects are found all year round. The wood warblers were not alone, as impressive numbers of other and even more colorful birds, if that is possible, in the form of rose-breasted grosbeak, Baltimore and orchard oriole, eastern towhee, indigo bunting, and breeding-plumaged American goldfinches were widespread and on the move. The woods, fields, shorelines, beaches, and nearshore waters are all alive with migrating birds of one sort or another. May is so good for birds and birding that it really excites interest in the natural world. It is a great time to go birding. This coming Friday and Saturday is Birdathon, a 24-hour marathon of attempting to find as many species as possible in a certain area. It is a fundraiser for bird conservation and nonprofits, including the Massachusetts Audubon Society, specifically the Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary, the Mariah Mitchell Association, and the Linda Loring Nature Foundation, all count on funds raised by pledges during this annual spring event. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.